Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's May 5th, 2007, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, the Mexican actress Selma Hayek, recently said she does not like the Bible because it downgrades women and sex, that the virgin birth of Mary degrades women and makes sex seem dirty. What are your comments on this?
Selma, nothing could be further from the truth. This passage does not degrade women, but it glorifies women. Alora, read this passage so that we may make the wonders of God clear unto the world.
Luke 1:34. Then say Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? 35. And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.
You see, Selma, when God came upon Mary, it was a sexual act, just the same as a sexual act with any other man. She responded to God just exactly the same way she would have responded with any other man. She felt the same sensations, she felt the same wonder, she was filled in the same exact way, in every way, as if she was having sexual relations with an ordinary man. The only difference was that because God was a spirit, she was fulfilled without her virginity being broken. And this was part of the miracle. But it in no way degraded women. It glorified women. Because God needed a woman. He needed a mortal woman in order to have his son born among mankind. And Mary became God's handmaiden, a hired servant, hired to have a child by a man whose wife couldn't have a child. So Mary was glorified by being the mother of God's child. In no way did this passage in the Bible degrade women. It was meant to glorify women. That some evil men have twisted it to make it look like that it makes sex dirty and evil is totally and completely wrong, because Mary had sex with God. Some people might not want to understand this and realize this, but it was the same kind of relationship that she would have had with any other man. That's how she was fulfilled. This passage should not be taken in the way that you are taking it.
I get that, Nazarene. I don't know why other people don't.
Sadly, Alora, there are some people that want to make the glories of God something dirty and disgusting. Sex is not dirty. Sex between a man and a woman in the married state is perfectly acceptable to God and even glorifies God. But man has to make the decent evil and the indecent appropriate. And that is the problem that we are having today.
We're back. Nazarene, Selma Hayek says that women are divine because they create other human beings, that they are almost like God in this ability. What do you say to this?
Selma, one must be careful in what they say. You must understand that you only create the earthly vessel. God puts the soul in that vessel. You cannot create life. You only create the shell that holds life. This is wondrous. Do not get me wrong. This is beautiful. Women provide the shells that God fills with life. Women do not create the life. Men do not create the life. That life comes from God. Neither man nor woman can create life. They create the vessels that hold that life, but they do not create life. Only God can create life. One should not call themselves divine. What women do is wondrous and glorious, yes, but it is not divine.
It makes me angry, Nazarene, that I never had the opportunity to make one of those shells for God to fill.
Not half as angry as it makes those in the kingdom of God, Alora, and many are going to regret that that did not take place.
We'll be back again.